The Summit Council has been working for a long time in international arenas and followed the permanent forum. And we have also had representatives working with the negotiations up to the declaration. So we are usually here each year to try to keep on the pressure and to raise the important issues. And this year, it's the 10th anniversary of the declaration. And I feel that that's a milestone to the declaration, of course, and to see what has happened now, 10 years after.
What do you feel some of the challenges people like the Sami still face, even 10 years after this declaration was adopted?
Well, I guess the challenge is implementing the declaration and to making the commitments through the declaration into concrete action that people and in their ordinary lives are facing, and that it actually make a difference in Indigenous lives. So I guess that's where we are now. We have the declaration and it sets a standard, but it moves slowly forward. And there's where we have to keep on the pressure and on the implementation.
If you're asked to identify one of the biggest issues in the declaration that you feel that is not being implemented in everyday life and could be, what would you say?
It's the land rights. As an Indigenous people, we are linked to our traditional areas. And as long as we do not have the rights to our traditional lands, we could never really say that we have the self-determination and the influence over our culture and our lives as we should have. That's the most important, but also the most difficult.
What does the declaration say exactly in terms of land rights?
That we have the right to our traditional lands. But of course, it's always levels of everything. And as the Sami, we are divided into four nation states. We're divided by nation state borders. So of course, it's also different on different sides of the borders.
And for your side of the border?
In Sweden, we still face difficulties in land rights. We have big industrial developments that are not taking into account and respecting Sami land rights. And it's a big, huge problem for reindeer herding and other Sami traditional ways of life.
How can the declaration help your people assert their rights? Like, for example, the land rights. How are you using the declaration to move towards getting those rights?
The declaration sets a standard, and the states have committed to the declaration. So in that way, we can use the declaration to say, well, this is what you have committed to, so this is what you have to live up to. So in that sense, we can use the declaration, and we can measure every action taken against the declaration and to see, are we living up to it or not? And so far, unfortunately, we are not there.